Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So we like to say on the show, nothing's impossible. Welcome in, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. I'm not talking about somehow the Pacers winning this NBA Finals now after the Thunder have evened things up at one game apiece. I'm talking about trying to find the four definitive sports gods from the city of Los Angeles. We've called this our Mount Olympus Project. And as we go through all the great cities in this country and parts of Canada, today the City of Angels is where we're looking as far as athletes are concerned. Your four sports gods of LA, Pearl.
Okay.
Remind our audience who they are.
Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Sandy Koufax, the LA Dodgers ace, got the fourth spot.
Okay, I also went with Magic and with Kobe. I also put Sandy in there as the representative for the Dodgers. I put Serena Williams, though, as my fourth sports goddess of LA because it's an individual sport, so she couldn't have played there per se, but her story and being raised on the streets of Compton and her father teaching her tennis on the streets of Compton before they got into the academies and all that stuff is legendary. She's so associated with LA, even just this most recent Super Bowl halftime show when Kendrick Lamar brings her out as the like one celebrity kind
of appearance. And a lot of people have seen that movie King Richard with Will Smith. It's very much defined by the place. I like it because I had Joe Louis in Detroit. It seems like the same thing.
Very much so. And so a couple, you know, I think these are the types of things that get EJ a little bit mad at us, you know, because you bring up a good point. Where is John Wooden on the sports gods of Los Angeles?
And this crap is crap.
The one thing about this, EJ, not to make you the face of it, but Wooden all time, right? The pyramid still exists. His coaches are still coaching by the principles of John Wooden. So I understand how relevant he still is today, but there is a lot that feels like UCLA has just, and I know Ben Howland had a couple good years and some Final Fours, but UCLA basketball, no disrespect, Mick Cronin, is not a thing anymore.
This might be the thing that gets me off.
My thing is, why would you put a coach on there when you have an athlete? Because at the end of the day, the athletes are what makes sports go, not the coaches.
Because I think some coaches are icons.
They are, but I think to be like in a city like LA, when you have 65 Hall of Fame level guys, like I get it in a city. I just think that it's weird. Because John Wooden, as amazing as he was not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
But we put Vince Lombardi on our Wisconsin. I mean, I did. I think
smaller market.
Well, but still, I mean, so here's the thing. Is it Wooden? You put Kareem on yours because of UCLA and because of the Lakers. You could have put Bill Walton, I guess, would have been the other iconic, or maybe Jamal Wilkes, whoever you want to put on. But wasn't Wooden kind of the face of that program? I get it with a college coach.
Yeah, he was the face of it. I just think to be in a city like this, a Mount Olympus should be for athletes. That's I think to be an athlete is more rare than to be a coach. Well, like John Wooden was all time, obviously.
No, but there's never gonna be anybody more rare than John Wooden, though. Mm. Nobody's gonna have a Gino Auriemma. Who else has had the success he's had championships wise? And don't forget about that. Not just that, also the amount of people he put into the NBA that played for the Lakers. Yeah. Gail Goodrich. Obviously, you talked about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jamal Wilkes. Like, these are guys that also then became icons playing for the most iconic team, arguably, in the city.
Did have Sam Gilbert, who was a trendsetter in that way, too. You read about the history of UCLA basketball.
Yeah.
There were some handshakes going on.
Well, listen. Well, that's the other part of it, right? Like, that kind of dominance. You're right. UConn women, okay? But you're not really seeing that kind of dominance anymore. Does that make it feel a little bit more like a relic? I'm not saying John Wooden and his principles are not. I'm just saying that it's almost like we put a lot of Yankees on our New York Mount Olympus. But most of the ones we put on were Babe Ruth. You put Joe DiMaggio.
That's the city. That's the thing. L.A. has that level of sports god.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, that could have gotten picked apart because Babe Ruth was not playing in an integrated sport at the time because there wasn't, you know, there's nothing modern about it. And in some ways, UCLA basketball, even though it was the 60s and 70s, which is not ancient by any means, but you would just never have that kind of parody anymore.
That kind of dominance.
Pardon me.
Well, the thing about Babe Ruth, yes, it was not integrated, but that was an era where every single kid in America wanted to be a baseball player. So it was now nobody wants to be a baseball player. So it's a different sport. It wasn't like Babe Ruth was playing against nobody's. Everybody, the entire country, tried to play baseball.
Right.
And then a lot of athletes were left out of that, but still, it was competitive. Anyway, I just think that if you're doing a sports god, if there's, I mean, the things that Magic and Kareem and Kobe and Sandy Koufax and these kind of guys could do, that's godlike to me. And Wooden was arguably the greatest coach of all time. But still, if you have relevant, you know, like an athlete, that's just so rare to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hear you. Also, I agree with you. It feels dated. Like, if John Wooden did this in the 80s, then maybe I'm in. I'll put Bob Knight in Indiana in a second.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So who did we leave off? Do you like our list here? The Mount Olympus, Maggie and Perloff, the four sports gods today, Los Angeles. If you want to take a look, you can vote on our polls at Maggie and Pearl on X, on Instagram as well, at Maggie and Perloff. And while we're here, I should mention, new channel on SiriusXM, 375. There you go. Come up and find us. Also, the free Odyssey app you can download. Take us everywhere you go. Got the rewind function. It's crystal clear. The podcast.
Sounds like people are mad that there's no Vince Scully on you guys' list.
Vince Scully
on social media.
Can't believe you guys omitted Yasiel Puig.
By the way, nobody mentioned LeBron.
Nobody in LA will mention LeBron.
I don't think LeBron's getting that treatment.
Lisa Leslie makes some lists. I see Elgin Baylor's made some lists.
This is for you!
So Vince Scully, we did get chastised by our pal Bart Winkler in a very nice way, in a very Midwestern way, that Bart was mad we didn't have Bob Uecker on the list for our Wisconsin, for being the voice of the Brewers for so long. Vin Scully is difficult, but Scully, Chick Hearn. I was going to say Hearn's got a statue outside of whatever they call that now.
The NBA version of Vin Scully,
right? And is it in some ways responsible for Pat Riley?
Yeah,
because he was the one who brought Pat over to the TV broadcasts, and then Pat eventually took over as an assistant coach, and then the coach of the Lakers before Showtime.
Yeah, Vin Scully. Gosh, I got to remember broadcasters.
Well, I mean, Vin Scully. Bob Uecker. I don't know if you're going to find that in every town.
Well, no, there are other, you know, Jack Buck and Ernie Harwell. And
I've got a bag of Barbies in my basement.
Yeah. On Friday, we had Angelo Cataldi. He's a longtime Philadelphia sports radio host. Said Harry Callis certainly deserved consideration. Harry Callis, you might not know who he is, but you know his voice.
Oh, yeah.
In Philadelphia.
That's a pack a day.
I'm wondering if there are any other cities. We got to get back on these broadcasts. If Scully would have won the poll. We'll do polls on these. Scully would have won the poll.
So you can, again, go to at Maggie and Pearl on X and you can vote. I think the other thing that's not being represented here, and it's along the same line as EJ saying we should have had John Wooden in a more of a consideration. USC football, I feel like, should have been more of a consideration also in doing sports gods. Obviously, OJ out. But Marcus Allen could have been in, and that's someone who...
Well, why Marcus Allen over...
Or Reggie Bush.
Yeah. What, Charles White? Was that the other... There's a lot of legends. Is it a no-brainer that...
Sam Darnold.
Who's the greatest USC Trojan? Who's the one Trojan?
Matt Leinart.
I think it might be Reggie.
It might be OJ.
I think it's Orenthal.
It might be, but obviously that's going to be problematic.
Yeah, if it's not OJ, then it's going to be the Marcus Allen or Reggie, I would think.
Try to keep this fun.
I know, right? I mean, Marcus, I mean, he also, you know, had one of the most iconic Super Bowl runs ever playing for the Los Angeles Raiders.
Right.
But nobody remembers where the Raiders happened to be at that time. Or not everybody.
People in LA do. I mean,
yeah, no, in LA is a big deal.
Yeah, right? I mean, that was, you know, they were an iconic team, that 83 Raiders team.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Mike is in Syracuse. Mike, what did we get wrong here, sir?
Well, just to give you a little clarity, Marcus Allen did play his entire Raider career in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
He didn't make the move, huh?
No. I think when he left to go to Kansas City, I think that's also the year that they went back to Oakland. But I really want to double down with EJ and say John Wooden's got to be on here.
Yeah.
Who gets the John R. Wooden Memorial Award each and every year? The best college basketball players in the men's and the women's game. He's still relevant.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This guy's a fox.
Mike, who do you take off?
You know, it's tough because they do have so many. My list would have been Magic, Kobe, Marcus Allen, and John Wooden. And in the green room, I'm going to put Carl Lewis.
You know, I thought about him, but isn't he from Jersey or somewhere in the East?
He lives in Jersey. I think he was born in Alabama.
Yeah,
I think.
I Googled this yesterday because I was thinking Carl Lewis too, but
yeah, he ran for the Santa Monica Track Club.
Okay,
you know, so professionally he did do his stuff out there. I do like Maggie's addition of Serena, but last time I knew some of these rules were not somebody from there that actually applied their craft.
You know,
there.
Mike, so that. We had some gray area
Maggie always
here.
Changes the role.
You might be right about that, Mike. I'm sorry. I had to let you go. Thank you for that, though. Great contribution. Great call. Obviously, my brethren from upstate New York, I always love. So we went back and forth on this. It was a little bit of a gray area because it was obviously people who played their professional careers in these cities. But how do you honor individual athletes? What do you do with a Joe Louis? What do you do with Serena? You know, what do you do even with a... Oscar De La Hoya, who maybe could have been on LA's Mount Olympus as far as a sports god, although, you know, it's been up and down a little with Oscar.
Yeah.
So the way that we decided to do that, we needed a way for these individual sport athletes to get a shot to be on these, to be a sports god. So we did it from where they're from or where they're associated with most.
It's so funny because I thought about Carl Lewis too, because obviously his claim to fame was the LA Olympics. And I knew he had a strong LA, but he went to University of Houston, and he's from New Jersey. So it would have been hard. I don't even know why I thought about him for LA, but don't you think him is an LA athlete?
So you want to know the other person I thought of, but this is, I knew you guys would be upset with me about it if I did this. Because
you're darn right.
It's not exactly true, but yet it feels like it to me, which was Jackie Robinson. So Jackie Robinson going to college at UCLA and being a three-sport star before, more at UCLA, but then obviously played in Brooklyn, but then they left Brooklyn and came to LA, and he's honored most with the LA Dodgers.
Right, but he never played there.
Exactly, but he is, to me, very associated with the city of LA more than anything. I know, and I didn't put him on there because I thought you guys would get mad about it.
Yeah, you hear the grunting over here.
I hear your grunts
again,
and groans.
I left Jackie Robinson. He was my fifth choice in New York. He's on the national Mount Olympus of sports gods, but he's not on. He didn't quite make New York. He's probably fifth on my list there. L.A., I don't even have him in consideration. But UCLA, too, he was like a three-sport star, but not, I don't think he was like a Heisman candidate or anything. Like a college baseball player, are we doing that?
They did say that he was almost as better at football than he was at baseball. But yeah, he was never in the contention for any Heisman trophies.
By the way, we forgot UCLA football. What's it? Don Beebe, the big guy?
How about Josh Rosen?
There's got to be some...
There's a Mount Olympus of guys who had a hot tub in their dorm room.
Yeah, but Detroit win a Heisman?
Oh, not a Heisman, but he was a good player at UCLA.
Yeah.
I was actually wondering. I don't think they have another Heisman.
Gary Beben. Sorry, what did I say? Don Beebe. Yeah. Gary Beben was their Heisman Trophy winner.
Come on, Daddy.
Yeah, he's the only, Don Beebe would have been sick, Buffalo Bills wide receiver, but, Gary Beben is a big deal in LA. Huge. John Wooden, big.
Go Bills.
888-710-4ISN.
I have a guy that we haven't mentioned who I think and I do this 9-year-old EJ would be very happy I'm mentioning him. And I think a lot of LA skaters would be excited to mention him. Tony Hawk.
Oh, Tony Hawk.
Oh. You want to talk about an icon in LA. Tony Hawk, he walks down the street. People know who he is. And you want to talk about video games, just the culture of what skateboarding means to Los Angeles. Funny, he definitely deserves some kind of honorable mention.
Funny
as well.
Dude on social media too. He's hysterical.
No, Tony Hawk would be amazing. I actually thought about Laird Hamilton too, in that vein a little bit also, as like one of the great surfers of all time.
Yeah.
Gabrielle Reese is his wife, who's also had a huge moment as a volleyball player and model. Yeah.
To be fair though, Tony Hawk kind of came like a bunch of like big stars invented, like Stacy Peralta invented roller skating in Southern California. Then Hawk came along. Like skate.
Yeah, but Hawk is a he's one the icon, of one.
But
when
I think
it comes
a lot
of,
and I think a lot of skaters consider him a Johnny come lately in the sense like they were real revolutionaries.
Really?
He goes back to the '80s. No?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there are like a hardcore. Yes, of course, Tony Hawk's a sports god, but I don't know that his that he would fit that for a lot of skateboarders. I have a good buddy who's a professional skateboarder.
Flex.
No, who I'll have call in. He'll tell me, like, would you put Tony Hawk on there? Because remember that those movies about the skateboarding, Dogtown? Like, those guys were like gods to Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk came up worshiping these other guys. Also, is he from L.A.? I don't think so.
No, but I feel like, I mean, I think he's definitely from California. I don't know if he's exactly from L.A., but I mean, the big skating culture and the X Games that he was participating in were in L.A. So we went to talk about performing in L.A., similar to Carl Lewis. Like, I think he absolutely fits there.
Yeah. I want some skateboarders to call him. I think, actually, I know that sounds ridiculous, but I think, like, Tony Hawk in that world might not be viewed the same way we think he is.
That's wow
crazy to me.
I mean,
we're talking
you could be right.
Gods?
I have no idea. I just, well, like, I know as a kid, like Tony Hawk was the Michael Jordan of X Games.
Who are we talking about? Bob Burnquist?
Like, I don't like, to me, he was it. So, yes, there are older guys, I'm sure. I just don't know if they were nearly as famous or as iconic overall to the city.
Yeah, I hear you.
I can't. Tony Hawk's name is not, well, I guess his name is Anthony Hawk. I was like, his name's not Tony Hawk, Anthony Frank Hawk.
I'm jaw dropped that you guys left out LA Galaxy legend David Beckham from this list.
Oh, Landon Donovan too.
Oh, that's actually a good one,
Mr. LA.
Yeah.
Although I think he just moved out of LA. Who was the one you said, Beckham?
David Beckham. Yes.
Bogues was serious about Wayne Gretzky, and I don't really remember it that well, but he was a big deal out there.
Well, as far as hockey in LA and taking it to another level, but he won with Edmonton.
Yeah, but I think he was, when he was there, was maybe the biggest star in the city, believe it or not.
I believe it. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. The four sports gods of Los Angeles, you're welcome to weigh in. Had a moment yesterday that got us thinking, because we're not going to see stuff like this a lot. And when it happens, you got to pay attention to it.
What a disgrace.
No, in a good way. Good things happening yesterday that we have to pay attention to. Tell you exactly.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What we mean next.
Welcome back, Maggie Perloff Show. This guy's from L.A.? Kendrick Lamar? I had no idea.
Compton, California? You ever heard of that place?
I had no idea. I mean, if we were going to do, by the way, we're doing Mount Olympus, Sports Gods, every major sports city. Today is L.A. If we were doing music, now that would be interesting for L.A.
Impossible.
That'd be so hard.
I mean, you got the Beach Boys.
Beach Boys, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Dre, Snoop.
Oh, my God. I think to even be on that, you'd have to write mostly songs about L.A. and the beach. You can't be... because the Beach Boys only wrote about L.A., and so did Dre for a long time.
I told Manny, I was like, oh, you've only been playing L.A. artists this whole time, and he goes, welcome to the show. Manny also alerted me the fact that another slump was busted over the weekend, another drought was broken.
Wait, hold on. I want to prepare for the bogus eye roll. Go ahead. I'm staring at Andrew Bogus, who's sitting here. Go ahead.
Roll your eyes, Bogey.
No, I need to know what slump's been busted.
Yeah, this is not any of the personal lives here of anyone who may or may not be on the show. This is... Manny, tell us again. Coco Gauff, American tennis player.
Coco Gauff becomes the first American to win at Roland Garros since 2015. Serena Williams. So a 10-year drought has been busted for Americans winning.
I got to allow Paris. This one. No eye roll.
It's also, thank you. I mean, it's also a very long drought of someone named Coco winning that tournament. Yeah. What are we doing here? We're making up stuff left and right.
No, Pearl.
This is a thing.
It's the year of the drought buster. You just got to roll with it. I was just right about this.
Here's the rule. If no one had ever talked about this drought in this room, if no one had ever said before the French Open, hey, do you know it's been 10 years since an American had won there? It has to be brought up before the actual title.
Pearl, this when was is the last time an American won at Wimbledon?
This is such a big one, Pearl. We don't have to acknowledge it. It's like the Billy Goat in Chicago or the Curse of the Bambino. It's baked in.
It's a little more of a men's tennis conversation. Because American men in particular have struggled to win in Paris. Jack Sock did not bust that slump.
When's the last time they won a major of...
Andy Roddick, maybe?
Is it Roddick in his 2003 U.S. Open?
Yeah.
That's a lot. So. Forget the French Open. They can't win any Open.
But even then, we were already talking about when's the next American men going to win in Paris.
Yeah, I've definitely heard that.
So
I watched a whole documentary on Netflix about these guys who are like, can't even... Got two finals.
Wait, Carlos Alcaraz isn't from Memphis, Tennessee?
Not yet.
We'll try to adopt him, but I think it's going to be really hard.
Chuck first, then Alcaraz.
This counts.
My God.
2025, year of the drought buster.
But here's the thing. If you take in these weak ones, it's going to water down your whole argument, which is legitimately great. You don't want to make up ones.
It just adds to the list. It's like when you list all the Cleveland Browns quarterback, but this is like in a good way. It's just like the laundry list.
If you do Canada wins a cup... UConn women break a 10-year drought. Then you say
Pacers Thunder.
And then you say Coco Gauff broke the American women's streak at French Open. People are like, oh, I'm out.
No. They'll be like, all right, I'm rolling with it. It's gathering momentum.
I would take that one out. I think that one's going to hurt you, Meg, in the long run. Obviously, you're rooting so hard for the Oilers.
Oh, my gosh, Edmonton. I'm so in. I'm financially invested.
Huge game free tonight.
I got a really big game tonight.
Yeah, that was, by the way.
My whole reputation.
The stress level of
some
that.
Some say your career as well.
Game two.
Some.
Can you imagine, I don't know how many hardcore Florida Panthers fans are, the stress level of an overtime final hockey game.
Yeah, double
overtime.
That's ridiculous. That's,
I think,
off
it might
the
be the most stressful
playoff
game.
I'm rooting for the Panthers. So I'm against the year of the drought, except for the t-shirt, which is awesome.
Might be the most stressful playoff atmosphere.
I think so.
I think that in baseball for me.
Yeah, those two.
Late baseball game. It's just, I want to rather die.
Is there anything that's more intense than two outs bottom of the ninth, like down by one, like tie run at the plate? Or I don't know if we get bigger than that. PKs maybe in a World Cup or something like that?
Those are big. Yeah. Overtime hockey is very stressful because it changes in a heartbeat.
Right. I mean, it's literally sudden death. Mm-hmm. Like at least the score might not, it might need a base runner to get on before it gets dicey in baseball or whatever. Like this is, there are no mistakes.
And it happens so fast too. That's right. The one thing about hockey, it's a little different than the other sports. Yeah, good argument.
I think that's why baseball gets the most dramatic, because everything's drawn out. Even with the pitch clock now, makes it a little bit, but like hockey, overtime sometimes ends 2 seconds into the overtime. Yeah. With baseball, you know you're getting some kind of drama.
But if you're in extra innings in baseball, at least in the top half, it's a little less stressful because there's the answer. You can come up in the bottom half.
Like, one mistake to the wrong guy in the bottom half.
But in reality, how many times are we in a World Series with a decisive game and in that situation? It happens all the time in hockey. Pretty much. It's happened two games right now. Right. Was the first game overtime?
First game was not overtime.
Oh, sorry. Okay. But it was.
Yeah, but the first game came down to what? The final 30 seconds of the game? That's when the game winner was scored, no?
No, it wasn't that late in game one. I don't think so.
I'm telling you, we asked what is going to be better, the NHL Stanley Cup final or the NBA finals?
The Stanley Cup final.
Not close right now. Game one of the NBA finals was good.
It was amazing.
Well, I mean, just listen.
Still, game two was amazing as well.
Two great. I think two great.
Who knows with the Pacers, by the way? That, yeah, we say that a little too quick, and I'm one who says it's going to be a Thunder gentleman sweep, but still with the Pacers. Do not count them out for drama.
Quickly, Dominic is in San Francisco. The four sports gods are Mount Olympus. Dom, today we're doing the city of Los Angeles. Who's on your Mount Olympus?
I've got to. Hey, can I ask you a question first?
Sure, go ahead.
When are you doing San Francisco, and have you done Chicago yet?
So San Francisco is, EJ will grab it, I want to say June 16th.
Yeah, so San Francisco, Bay Area. So we're doing Bay Area, so Oakland and San Francisco, June 16th.
June 16th. Mark your calendar for that one. And no, we have not done Chicago yet. What day is that?
That's going to be June 27th. That's towards the end of this tour.
And who's tomorrow?
Tomorrow we got the ATL going to Hotlanta.
Mm.
And then Wednesday is DC?
Yes.
Okay. Mm.
Okay, I got the sports cards for Los Angeles ready. And by the way, Chicago will be the easiest four for everybody to pick.
We've done Chicago. We've worked on Chicago. It's going to be, there are some real sports gods there.
It's going to be a slam dunk.
Well, one might be a slam dunk champion, but that's one spot.
Okay, for Los Angeles, the Wizard of Westwood. He's got the name Wizard in there. Wizards are affiliated with God. So John Wooden is in. Next, Jerry West. He's the logo. If you're a logo, you're in. The last two are, and this was tough, Don Drysdale and Sandy Koufax.
Yep. So we didn't have Drysdale. Perloff, I think you felt bad about that. We both had Koufax on the Mount Olympus. Dom, thank you so much, dude. Appreciate that. Look forward to hearing from you.
That's an old school one. I like all those choices. How did he put Jerry West with one title over Kareem and Magic?
I said he's the logo.
And he built the Lakers. He built the Kobe Shaq Lakers. He built the dynasty.
So that was like when I got crucified for putting Steve Yzerman on my Detroit Mount Olympus Gordie Howe.
Rightly so.
Because I said not only did Yzerman win, but he also is in the front office contributing to more titles. Mm. That would have been the Jerry West factor.
Yeah, but there's no Kobe and Shaq of hockey playing for Stevie Y's Red Wings. I think that's the thing. And West was also in the front office during the Showtime Lakers.
Yeah.
He's like Mr. Laker.
He is, right, but putting over Magic feels tough to me.
I can't do that, but he would have been, he's another guy I really felt bad leaving off because he also may be the greatest, like, definitely basketball executive. Maybe sports executive.
I think it'd be a huge mistake to put him over Kobe, too, because Kobe won five titles. I mean, titles are everything, and it's a ring sport.
I have a question. Yeah. We're giving no consideration to Shaquille O'Neal, and I know Shaq played for a million teams, and at the end he was bouncing around, but he's got a statue outside of Crypto.com, and he it's not going to be Magic level because there's not a, oh, I played my whole career for one team type of thing or Kobe. But, I mean, Shaq was a huge deal, and I think he still associates himself most with L.A.
Yeah, but Chuck? I think if you're doing it, I don't even think he makes a first-team All-Lakers team.
No, it says I'm a probably be ass.
Like, I've actually seen this. Like, if you're just doing Mount Olympus of just Lakers, he ain't on there. So how can you put him on the Mount Olympus of the whole thing?
Because we're talking about God figures. You know, we're talking about, there's a lot of things that go into that, right? And Shaq, this larger-than-life personality, and, you know, this, I don't know, it's just like, that we're giving no consideration to him whatsoever. Maybe that's a mistake.
Sorry about that, America.
Yeah, I don't see that. I mean, busy play to me. Because the thing is with the Lakers, you have such legends. Honestly, I think you could make a great, great argument. Elgin Baylor and Will Chamberlain are right not far behind Shaq either. And yeah, I also, let's not forget our guy LeBron there.
Yeah, I don't think LeBron's he made the and, Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. That's where I got the Mount Hades. I was doing, I was going to say Bronny as a joke, and I totally forgot to do this.
And let's not forget
if someone had said LeBron James Jr., that would have been. You asked me why did I do a Hades with Ipe earlier in the show. It's because I was looking at a list of athletes. I say someone had LeBron James Jr. as notable athletes who play in L.A., and I laughed so hard.
Well, fair, notable. We do remark on it quite often,
yeah.
If you want to get technical. And, of course,
infamy.
Yeah, of course, Ipe is Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter who was found guilty of embezzling $17 million from him to pay off gambling debts.
Pocket change.
I mean, you have the entire history of the Los Angeles Clippers as far as notorious.
Where does Sean Livingston fall on this rankings for L.A. Kings?
Well, I mean, something bad happened to him.
Yeah, that's a shame.
He got hurt.
He came back and had a nice little second act.
All right, very fine. Good. Where's DeAndre Jordan rank on this list? Chris Paul.
No, you got worse guys than that.
Tobias
Harris. You got to go to like Corey Maggette and like, you know, Olin Polonese. Like, you got to go to like the real.
Weren't we just talking about Darius Miles the other day? Wasn't
he
that team?
Yeah, Darius Miles. You got to go back to the dark ages of the Clippers.
Who is the greatest Clipper of all time? Is that an obvious answer? I mean,
I think it's Blake Griffin.
Blake came in second in MVP voting once. I'm a huge Blake Griffin fan. But I don't know.
Is Randy Smith still the all-time leading point scorer for the Clippers? Buffalo State grad? Go Bengals?
Is it Kawhi? It can't be Kawhi.
No, I really think it's Blake Griffin.
Yeah, I agree.
He was the best player during their best run as an organization, right? Like you know, him and Chris Paul, like those would be the two guys. They were kind of a tandem, but I would say Blake Griffin, number one pick. Definitely lived up to the hype. If he didn't also, another guy who also got hurt, if he didn't get hurt, maybe he would have had more success. It's a tough list to crack. I mean, we also got Bob McAdoo who played for the Buffalo Braves, but
that's right.
They were not the Clippers, but you know.
Randy Smith, still the leading scorer. Good call, man.
Go Bengals. Let's go Bengals. Buff State, baby. Randy Smith, myself, and Peter Schwartz.
That's a mountain something of something.
That's a Mount Olympus. Yeah. Mount Olympus.
Randy
Buffalo,
Smith has burned his diploma.
Mount Olympus of Buffalo, New York. Randy Smith, myself, Peter Schwartz, Josh Allen. Boom.
So easy. It just rolls off the tongue that way.
Hey.
Bogish has updates for us. What's up?
If I may, just some house cleaning. Despite the fact that I wrote probably 7 updates and definitely 1 sports minute last week, game 1 of the Stanley Cup final did in fact go to overtime as well as game 2.
Yeah, bad job. Bad
who's
job.
That make the hockey expert?
You can have it. Right, you can have it. But I still have Gretzky in my top 4, my Mount Olympus. So
people have been saying Gretzky should have been on this list.
Yes. I agree.
I've seen a lot of Vin Scully.
I thought about that,
Vin
too.
Vin is killing us. Maggie, why did you let me not do Vin Scully?
I assumed you were. That's why I left him off and put Serena there, because I thought I was going to get you that way.
You know, Perloff keeps saying that Boston's the hardest. I still think L.A. is the hardest because of these kind of wild card people like Vin Scully, like Serena, because she's not on a team sport, and Gretzky feels wild card-ish as a king, and hockey, it's not full of Dodgers, it's not full of Lakers. Like, L.A.'s very hard.
Well, and that's, you know, E.J. brought in Tony Hawk and people like that who are just these huge L.A. figures. And, you know, that would be very L.A. to put a skateboard on.
We haven't touched upon the Mexicans that have graced L.A.
I was going to say, Oscar De La Hoya was Mexican-American.
How about Fernando Valenzuela? Fernando Valenzuela, you put him on any Mexican. I mean, the gravity that he had in that era for the Mexican baseball fans in that area.
Yeah.
God bless him. How about that one year when Manny Ramirez went there and they had that thing in left field?
Manny would.
That was amazing. I was a huge fan of him in LA.
Well, it's possible that Shohei should be on now. You're talking about cultural significance and having a Japanese baseball player. And
after last year's playoffs, put Freddie on there, too. And everyone loves Mookie.
No, we're doing Atlanta tomorrow. Freddie Freeman, maybe in Atlanta. Anyway, let's go to Bosch.
Except for two games late in the regular season after they had clinched the top overall seed, the Thunder haven't lost back-to-back games since November. They salvage a split at home to start the NBA Finals with a comprehensive 123-107 decision over the Pacers last night. Head coach Mark Daigneault on improving on almost everything from game one.
Indiana's kind of an acquired taste. You know, we haven't played them a ton. They're in the West, obviously, and they play a very distinct style on both ends. And I thought there were a lot of things tonight that we were just like a little better in and more comfortable.
The Thunder never let the Pacers back in this game after grabbing control with a 17-2 second quarter run. They were plus 8 on the glass after being minus 17 in game one. And the supporting cast supported 19 points from Jalen Williams, 15 from Chet Holmgren, and 18 off the bench from Aaron Wiggins, all while Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 34. For Indy, just 17 points from Tyrese Halliburton, only 15 from Pascal Siakam.
They were super aggressive, which is what they do. You know, they're a disruptive kind of team. So I think, you know, we got to watch the film and just find ways to no matter what, still be us. So we gotta figure it out. I don't have the answers right now.
The Pacers are going home with a split, which is good, but this is the first time this postseason they're not up 2-0 to start a series. Game 3 in Indy on Wednesday night. The Packers are releasing veteran corner Jair Alexander today after failing to agree on a reworked deal after Alexander missed large portions of the last two seasons. There was also a failed trade or two this break. He joins Stephon Gilmore, Russell Douglas, and Asante Samuel Jr., on the cornerback market, plus Jalen Ramsey, we assume, remains available in Miami. Sunday Night Baseball in the Bronx, the Red Sox riding 5 homers to an 11-7 win in their rubber game over the Yankees. But don't worry, Manny, the Yankees season not over, according to Aaron Judge.
Message, just keep going. You know, we lost a couple series already this year. You know, it's just another series.
Just keep going.
It's June 9th.
Just keep going. No pouting.
I'm not tripping over this. It's June 9th.
Judge, a pair of 2-run homers in defeat. Arkansas, LSU, Arizona, Oregon State, UCLA, and Louisville all reached the Men's College World Series yesterday. The last open spot in Omaha comes down to Duke and baseball powerhouse Murray State today at 7 Eastern.
Marcus Stroman against John Morant, the starting lineup.
MLS last night, Portland rallied for a 2-1 win over St. Louis FC. LAFC topped Sporting KC 3-1. Denny Hamlin won that NASCAR Cup Series race at Michigan International Speedway. And Ryan Fox beat Sam Burns on their fourth playoff hole at the Canadian Open.
That is a stressful situation.
That's
by the way.
Golf.
Yeah. Playoff golf.
Mm.
Because it was four holes, you said, for the playoffs.
You're standing over a putt, knowing what's at stake, especially at the big Canadian Open.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I would panic so bad in that situation.
Well, wasn't it the guy who was like basically the best putter on tour missed a 7-footer that even sent this to a playoff?
Sure.
Okay.
I think Fox hit it like an eagle to get it there, too. Like, this was a crazy, crazy tournament.
The most stressful thing in sports. I mean, standing over a putt, that's pretty big. There were a couple stressful moments in that French Open final for the men's side, too.
Oh, my God. What a game.
I think fifth
set tiebreaker.
Rory standing over a putt might be the most anxiety.
for the fans.
Yeah, I mean, just the most, because I think golf is slow. You mentioned baseball is slow, so the stress builds up.
Mm-hmm.
Golf does that, too. At least tennis, you're running around.
Late free throw.
What about a free throw to win it?
Mm-hmm.
Remember
Memphis' Darius Washington, who the clock was out and he had three free throws to win the game. Missed the last two, and he cried on the free throw line.
Nick Anderson missing that free throw against the Rockets.
Yeah, that's another one.
Kind of ended the entire Magic franchise.
They changed their logo.
Man.
I'm excited about the new logo. It looked awesome.
You know what? Do you guys remember a certain play? It was in the corner of the end zone. Time running out in a football game. Baltimore-Buffalo. Was that a 2-point conversion that Mark Andrews dropped? I can't even remember.
Yeah.
That was a lot of stress.
Shockingly, you brought up one that worked out for the Bills.
At first, I thought this was going to be a Philly special.
I wasn't sure where he was going.
Super Bowl winning kick.
Yeah, then I saw Buffalo. I was like, oh no.
That's it. Vinatieri standing over the field. That's a lot of stress.
Go Bills.
Yeah,
Norwood. Sorry. I mean, how do we not say
that? Vinatieri, okay? Yeah. We're going with Vinatieri.
But he hit his.
Yeah, well, that's always when it works out.
Did Scotty hit his? I wasn't born.
It was far. It was like 28 yards. It was, yeah. It was a far kick. He was back in Buffalo.
Game was in Tampa.
Very, very windy. Places were in.
He was at Anchor Bar.
Yeah.
Look at the pain.
Everyone else was at Anchor Bar, including 8-year-old me.
Scott Norwood went to Anchor Bar after the game.
No, he wasn't allowed.
Ah.
The most stressful thing you could possibly do in sports. Can I tell you
what? Got exiled down to Fredonia.
Where people have said that they're the most electric feeling that I've heard being in a stadium is the seconds before the men's 100-meter dash in the Olympics. Apparently that energy is something that people say just doesn't compare to other sports.
Mm. Yeah, but that Noah Lyles guy.
I didn't want to bring it up for fear that I get roasted yet again by the internet for saying you can't brag about being the fastest man in the world when you win by 100th of a second.
But I haven't been in that environment, but to me, what's more exciting is actually when they do the 4x100. Like,
oh, really?
Where it's like a team of people, and like it's I don't know, something about that is even more exciting to me. Now you're rooting for an actual country behind everybody in terms of just pure like anxiety. Like,
the only thing is though, with that you have all people, there's just a lot more people. This is just the guys right out there, just that's it, and you know it's going to be over in 10 seconds.
I know, but that one where Usain Bolt ran down that guy from the Americans, like that was electric. That's one of the greatest sports things I've ever seen. We'll talk about a relay race.
Yeah.
Incredible stuff. So that's another great moment, I think, too.
The most dramatic moments that can happen in sports. We'll do that another time. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Bogus, thank you so much. I'm going to tell you, I could give you 1,000 guesses, and you would not come up with where one superstar was photographed yesterday. Again, 1,000 guesses, and you would not come up with this.
Melbourne, Australia.
Manny's house.
Bogus's house now.
Jalen Brunson took a visit.
The fact that no one did a your mom joke there, I'm really proud of us.
Bob's Bar.
1,000 guesses you would not know where this person was yesterday, where they were photographed. We'll do that next. M&P.
Go Bills.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. I said before the break, I'd give you 1,000 guesses, Pearl, about where one sports star was photographed. I don't know if it was yesterday, the other day. Let's just put that. Photographed recently, 1,000 guesses. Now, I'll give you the athlete. Victor Wembanyama.
Oh, all right. I saw this one.
Victor Wembanyama.
I would say coach in an airplane.
Yeah, that would
be. He can't fit his legs in.
Wildly uncomfortable. Victor Wembanyama, the Spurs basketball star, was photographed at a Shaolin temple with a head shaved. He's doing a tour through China, so we know he was at the Great Wall of China with a full head of hair. Then he's at a Shaolin temple in the robes that a monk would wear with a head shaved, looking very solemn and respectful. And yeah, Victor Wembanyama at a Shaolin temple. If I'd
love
given
it.
You 1,000 guesses, would you have gotten
no,
to that?
Did not have that on my bingo card. Reminds me so much of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who started studying Eastern philosophy, famously was involved with Bruce Lee. He is going to be like Kareem. And Kareem used this to become a much better basketball player because his balance got really good. I think this is all good for Wemby. New face of the NBA in 2 years.
Well, I was thinking about that. Like, we're waiting for his we're expecting his ascension is going to happen where he becomes the face of the league. Is this the final piece of the puzzle? You know, you got the athleticism, you've got the physicality, now the spiritual aspect of it. The enlightenment, if you will, of going to be with the monks.
Yeah, I mean, that's not normally how we look at, like is his handle good enough? Is usually we look at it. Not where is his soul or what level of Buddhism he's at.
I'm actually not surprised by this because he's such a 360 degree kind of guy. He's like the ultimate modern athlete.
How so? You had said that. What's he do besides this?
Like, they've been tracking his sleep, I think, since he was like in eighth grade or whatever the equivalent is in France. Like,
No way.
Yeah, they've been
tracking an eight-year-old's sleep?
Not 8 years old, but I think pretty close. I think that if you read everything about him, it's like he has just been singularly focused on being the best athlete he can be and the best basketball player he can be for such a long time that I'm not surprised this holistic approach, I don't know, is becoming more in focus.
Interesting. I mean, the only thing that's stopping him from total dominance is health, which we saw this year. But that team, oh my God, talk about a team to watch this offseason. They're going to put an all-star team around him. Like, it's got to happen soon.
He had the deep vein thrombosis in his shoulder, so that was a little disturbing. The blood clots, but he should be ready to go. Big Friendly is our pal in California. Big Friendly, today we did the Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff, the four sports gods from L.A. Who do you have?
All right, real quick. There's going to be more greats left off than you could put on. So I'm going to go like this. We're going to go Aaron Donald of the Rams. We're going to go Fernando Valenzuela of the Los Angeles Dodgers. We're going to go Tamu Solani from the Anaheim Mighty Ducks. The lights are out. The butter's hardened. The jello jiggling and the eggs are cooling. Schick Hearns.
Pretty good.
This is good. I forgot about Tamu Solani. That is a good one.
Can you put mine up against your guys' and see what people think?
You want to do a sub-poll? I'm going to leave that to EJ
please.
The EP for that one.
Yeah, EJ the EP, can you put up and see how Big Friendly did against Daddy Cool today?
You think the Aaron Donald still gets sports god? We were talking about football in L.A., Big Friendly, and how now, we felt like the Lakers, the Dodgers. I put Serena Williams on mine because she's famously from L.A. Like, do you think that football rises to the level of sports gods in L.A.?
Okay, well then let's do this. Let's scratch Aaron and let's put Deacon Jones, the man who coined the phrase sack.
Yeah.
Let's put Deacon on there instead of Aaron then.
Hey, Big Friendly, can I pitch one LA person we haven't mentioned? You know who I feel like is iconic, maybe not the greatest player? Steve Garvey was like Mr. Dodger too.
And then a politician, right?
Yeah, we have mentioned him once.
It's funny you said that because this weekend I wrote down four different ones and Steve Garvey was on two of them.
Yeah. Because I was thinking the Fernando
Steve Garvey
era.
Got bumped today for Schick Hearns.
I mean,
I think people would be surprised that Solani, well, we left off Gretzky, which is for the LA Kings. Solani's obviously different, but you really, he's
but
a
Magsy,
god? Yeah, tell me.
But Magsy, okay, Wayne Gretzky won all his Stanley Cups in Edmonton.
Yeah, that's
no
why
disrespect to Stanley. Temu brought Stanley Cups to Anaheim for the Ducks. So I'm looking at it when you look at a retirement. Wayne Gretzky is always going to be the man who brought hockey to L.A. That's why I started watching it. Temu Solani got championships for the Ducks franchise that just was made in 93, 92, I think it was.
Yeah. No, off of a Disney movie. I mean, everything, it screams L.A.
Yeah, so we got to give Temu some type of respect because even Paul Kariya didn't win a Stanley Cup for the Ducks. He took them there, but Temu got us over that hump.
Man, Big Friendly, solid call today.
I don't
usual.
Know. I love Big Friendly. I'm not agreeing with Temu Solani. If you're going to take an Anaheim athlete, how about a three-time MVP?
Mike Trout?
Is he three? Yeah. He didn't win.
Yeah, but if we're talking about winner.
Yeah, but I mean, he's doing sports gods. Are you going to put Mike Trout below Temu Solani?
How about Big Friendly, who went with Chick Hearn over Vin Scully, as far as voices?
Yeah, that's he was going against what he's heard, which, I mean, those are brilliant choices. Fernando Mania was a big deal, too. That we didn't even get into that. Gosh, LA's tough.
I always think of Fernando Valenzuela as like Mount Olympus of rookies, debuts.
Oh, just brief, incredible bursts of national news like Jeremy Lin. Like Fernando came on the scene and left, unfortunately, too soon.
Thank you, DJ Stewart. Thank you to Manny Rodriguez. Thank you, Andrew Bogish. Andrew Kaplan got new interns today. This is a lot of fun hanging out. Appreciate you guys on the phone. So tomorrow, the Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff continues. We head to Atlanta. See you then.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.